know, he made you with such intention and care. He knows everything about you from the time in history that he has placed you in, your talents and your abilities, the family he put you in, the surroundings that you're in, the goals and dreams and visions that you have, all of those things, everything about your body. He knit you together wonderfully, beautifully in your mother's womb. And your whole life before you, he knew from before you were born. Hey friend, you are listening to the She Lives Purposely podcast with me, Megan Edmonds. If you want to be encouraged and equipped to live purposefully, to live how God calls you to live, then this show is definitely for you. I believe that you have purpose and that your purpose, like mine, is to glorify God, and love other people. Each week, we'll talk about different ways that God has called us to live purposefully, chat about Christian living, answer life and faith questions, and have some powerful conversations with my friends. All right, so let's chat. Hello, and welcome back to the She Lives Purposefully podcast, friend. I am so thankful that you are here today. First order of business, first things first, we are doing a major podcast review giveaway. I'm going to tell you about that in a minute, but today we are going to be talking all about your God-given purpose, your general purpose as a whole, and also the purpose that God made specifically for you. Yes, you. We're going to be talking about how to live that out. And two, at the end of this episode, one of you reached out asking about, I have it here in my notes, what to do if you know that God is calling you out of a bad relationship, but you don't want to leave. I honestly get this question so many times, especially on Instagram. So first things first, know that you're not alone, but we're going to answer that question at the end too. But like I said, we're talking all about purpose, what the God of the universe, of all of history, has for you. If you're watching on YouTube, our setup is pretty much the same, but we have some, I don't know, you can see it, some birthday decor. It was my birthday last week, but it was my husband's birthday earlier this week. It was on Monday. So it was also my dad's birthday on Sunday earlier this week, my cousin's birthday on Sunday. It was my sister-in-law's birthday a couple days before mine. It is just such a big birthday week. I hope I'm not forgetting anybody in our family right now. Also, I mean, honestly, I do have like other cousins in Argentina. My family's from Argentina who have birthdays the same day as mine or just in this range too, like a couple days before mine as well. So big birthday week, but we have some birthday decor up here. So maybe you'll see that. Hopefully it'll be taken down by next episode. So, but anyway, we are talking all about purpose today. Before we dive into that, I do want to tell you about this podcast giveaway that we're doing. I am so excited for it. I'm going to show you what we're doing. Basically, I'm going to be giving away, it's like a huge book, Devo, Bible reading help haul that I am giving away. So the first one is Purpose Doesn't Pause. You can see all these books that I'm going to be showing if you're watching on YouTube or Spotify. But Purpose Doesn't Pause by Hope Reagan Harris, which is a great book. Also, the next book we're giving away is You Are, Realizing Who You Are Because of Who God Is by Emma May McDaniel. And then two, so my friend Allison Golden just came out with a new book, but I'm giving away her old book, and it is Words Are Golden, and it's actually a journal, an inspirational journal. So we're giving this one away as well. And then also from Our Daily Bread, I told you guys, this was a big haul, a big giveaway. We're also giving away 365 Devotions for Women by Women, and it's called God Hears Her, and it is the Creative Journaling Edition. So this is what this one looks like. And then as well, giving away these Bible tabs. So you know the little tabs that you put in the books of the Bible. So these ones are like neutrally, purpley, tanny colored, and they have gold. I'm trying to think of like the colors. Also a little pinky gold, like the actual books of the Bible are in gold. And you can kind of see that if you are watching on Spotify or YouTube. I'm holding that up for you there. And then the last two things that we're giving away in this giveaway is this Philippians study guide by Proverbs 31 Ministries, and it's called How Then Can We Be Friends Overcoming the Issues That Hinder Your Relationship. So this is what that looks like. And then also by Proverbs 31 Ministries is a study of the book of Ephesians, the thoughts we think and the words we speak. Okay, so here is how you enter the giveaway. Basically, all you have to do is leave a review on Apple Podcasts. So it's basically the main podcast app, the one with the purple logo. Leave a review there before you hit submit. Screenshot that and send it to me. I am going to have a link in the bio for you to submit it, or you can just email it to me at Megan@shelivespurposefully.com, and then you'll be entered into it. If you have already left a review and you're like, wait, I want to enter this giveaway too, and I have entered a review, just screenshot your review that's already up on Apple and send that my way as well. I do need you to email it to me or DM it to me so that I know how to contact you when you win. But yes, we're going to be doing this for this month. At the end of this month, it will end, and the first episode in April is when the winner will be announced. And I'm so excited, you guys, to be doing this giveaway with you. All right, so let's dive into talking about the bulk of our episode, which is that you have a purpose, and we're going to talk all about your purpose. First things first, friend, I want you to know that God uniquely created you. He created you so intentionally. It was, like I said, intentional. It was not a mistake. And you're not just one of trillions of people who he just kind of, you know, like this robot just pushing them out. No, he made you with such intention and care. He knows everything about you from the time in history that he has placed you in, your talents and your abilities, the family he put you in, the surroundings that you're in, the goals and dreams and visions that you have, all of those things, everything about your body. He knit you together wonderfully, beautifully in your mother's womb. And your whole life before you, he knew from before you were born. How beautiful is that? He knew from before you were born every single thing that you would step into, everything you would do, the mistakes that you would make, the things that you're ashamed of, the things that you're so happy have happened on the flip side of that. All of it. He knows all of it, and he loves you so much. And with all of that intentionality that he created you with, it was for a reason, because he has purpose for your life. He has plans for your life. And I just wanted to start off with saying that, because I think that's so important to really lay out and let settle in on our hearts that the Lord has such intention with how he made us, but also what he wants us to be doing on this earth. You are here for a reason, for such a time as this, as we've read in Esther last month, but for such a time as this, you are here. And the Lord has things for you to step into, for you to walk in, a reason that you're here. And I believe that it's so important that we do live the one life that we were given, living it out how God has called us to live. And that is what we are really going to be talking about today. One of the verses that I have written here, it's in Jeremiah 1:5, and this is specific to Jeremiah, but I think it's so beautiful in just knowing what God knows about us before we're even born. And it says this: "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." So before Jeremiah was even born, the Lord knew him as a person and knew what he was going to appoint him to do, to be a prophet to the nations. He knew all of Jeremiah's life laid out, and he knows the same for you as well. So I really do believe that the Lord has a purpose for our lives and a plan for our lives, and that is why he made us the way that he made us in so many different ways. But I also believe this thing, and I think it's really important for us to know, because I think that the Lord, you know, he has callings on our lives. He's appointed us to different things. He has plans for our lives. But he also has this big purpose that you and I both share. And when we're confused about what next steps to take, what God wants for us in a certain season, there is always this bigger purpose that God has for us that we can be actively walking in. So we can always be living purposefully no matter what season we're in, whether it's the highs, whether it's the lows, whether we're finishing one season, maybe it's college, maybe you just finished a new job, whatever it is, and you don't know what God wants you to do next. You can always be doing this in the meantime. And this is actually something that we know for a fact God calls us to. This is something that we know is our purpose every single day. And there are three things that we really find in scripture that kind of sum it up here. But the first one is to glorify God, to glorify God. He wants us to glorify him, to praise him, to give glory to his name. There's so many ways that we can do that. The next one is to love him, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Be spending time with him to fall more and more in love with him. With that too, you know, comes obedience. Jesus says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So there's so much in that as well. And two, to love others. The second greatest commandment is to love others, to love your neighbor as yourself. And so those are the three things that we can always be really doing in our day to day. Maybe we are in college and that's with our classmates, with our teachers, how we present ourselves, how we glorify God, love others in those ways. Maybe it's at home. Maybe we're a stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home wife. How can we glorify God, and love other people in that place? Maybe it's in the workplace. How can we glorify God, and love our coworkers, love other people? What are ways that we can best represent him, that we can obey him, that we can love him more, making sure that we're spending time with him before we go into every single day. So that is kind of our big purpose. We have also a bunch of episodes on this as well. I can link in the show notes, but that's our big purpose that you and I have, that regardless of how you leave today's episode, knowing, you know what, like, I know the very specific things the Lord might be calling me to that I want to step into, you can know these are things that the Lord, not, and they're not lesser things, like, I guess I'll do this until my bigger purpose comes. No, this is what God has called you to do. Glorify him, love other people in all that you do. Doing those things is vital to living purposely, to living how God calls you to. So maybe you're thinking, okay, that's awesome to be able to do that, but I'm also really curious about my specific purpose. What is God called me to do? Why am I not just a clone to the person next to me, to my friend, or to other people I see, really doing what it seems like God has made them to do? So I do want to talk about two different ways that we can actually walk out in that kind of specific purpose and the things that the Lord has for us. Again, the first thing, and I know I just really laid this out, but is to live out that big purpose, to glorify God, and love others right where we are already at. To be a good steward right where we're already at is so important, to be faithful in what we have right now. And I think that's vital. I have a couple things listed here too. Another one, and this, I think, is just so important because this really hits on who God made you to be, but it's to discover or uncover or find and be a good steward of the gifts and talents that the Lord has given you, those spiritual gifts that he has given you. Maybe it's other kind of talents, like maybe you're an incredible writer or you're really good at math or, you know, different things like that as well. But also like really honing in on those spiritual gifts, like what are things that the Lord has given you and has gifted you with, and how can you be living those things out? And then that leads into one of my next points, which is really making sure that, and this is another way to live purposefully, but like making sure that you are in Christian community, because oftentimes it's going to be in those places, if you don't already know your spiritual gifts, that you're going to be able to work out those things and use those things and glorify God, and love others in those ways through those specific spiritual gifts. And maybe you'll be able to see, like, I am really good at teaching, or I have the gift of hospitality, or I love to encourage, I have the gift of mercy, different things like that. And you'll be able to live those things out in an active community. So those are two big things there too. I actually want to do an episode also probably later this month or next month on how to discover your gifts, like your spiritual gifts that the Lord has given to you. So let me know too if that's something you'd be interested in, or if you feel like, you know what, I already know it, or I know how to find it, I'm good. So let me know that too. One of the other things that is huge in kind of living out your purpose is praying over the dreams, the visions, the things on your heart that you feel like God has given you. I know that's true for my life. I really felt like, I guess as an example, as a whole, I felt like there were different inclinations and desires and things that I leaned to when I was young that kind of became what I'm doing now, almost like enjoyed like acting and different things like that. So it kind of turned into public speaking and, you know, having this podcast and being able to use all things like enjoying presenting and different things and now using that for the glory of God. But there was also a time where I really felt like the Lord had given me specific visions and dreams for what I felt like he called me to do. And I just think it's really important to be praying over those specific things, not to hide them away or think, you know what, that's probably just random. No, take those things and pray over those things and see, you know what, Lord, show me maybe how to step into those things. Or I just pray that you'd be working in that. If that's something that you have for me, that you would be working behind the scenes about this dream, about this vision, and show me where I need to step into for that to happen. I know somebody too who specifically had a passion for and kind of a personal dream or vision for doing a specific thing. And it was actually with being a missionary to a specific people group and didn't really know how to even go about doing that. And over the span of like a decade, the Lord just started opening all these different doors that seemed kind of random, but ultimately led this person to be able to use all of those things that the Lord had opened doors for her to do to eventually fulfill that vision that he had put in her heart and that dream that he had put on her heart to go and do and to go be a missionary to a certain people group with. So there was all these different avenues that were kind of seemingly random, but she used all of those things to do that one thing. So the Lord knows what he's doing and he's working behind the scenes, but bring your visions, bring your dreams, bring those things to the Lord in prayer. Another thing is ask God how you can be a light where you're at and keep your eyes open for opportunity. So asking him how you can be a light where you're at and to asking him to keep your eyes open for opportunity. There's one specific story that I will never forget. I think it's one of the first times that I had done this and I was in college. And I remember just praying to the Lord, like, Lord, give me opportunity to share you, to share your love. And earlier in that semester, I had done it was a communications class. So we did a speech, like, you know, it was like 3 to 5 minutes about you kind of introduction speech that we had to put together. That was like one of our first assignments. And this was months later at that point, probably near the end of the semester. And I remember after I prayed that prayers that same day, I just was sitting there and the person in front of me turned around, totally random, had never really talked to this person before, and started asking me about some of the things that I had mentioned in this introduction speech months earlier. And they were all specific to the Lord, the Bible college I went to, the different things that I brought up about the Lord. And it just felt like, oh my goodness, here I am. I specifically prayed for opportunity. And I did not even have to seek it out, which, you know, sometimes we can seek things out, but like the Lord literally plopped it in my lap. Basically, this person turned around and started asking me questions and swung open this door for me to talk about him and his love and what he had done in my life, why I went to Bible college, all of these different things. And so just praying for those opportunities is so huge to be a light where you are at right now, which leads me to my next point too about just being faithful where you're at. So maybe you are working a job that you're not loving. Maybe you're in school and you're not loving it either. Or maybe you feel like you're in the dream place where you've always wanted to be. You can be faithful where you're at. And actually, God calls us to be faithful where we're at. Before I started Sheila's purposefully, before I even finished college, I was working at a restaurant. It was a chain restaurant. And I think so easily we could look at, you know, maybe that time in my life, or I could look at that time in my life and think, you know, this is just something I'm going to work through. Like, I am not going to be here long, so I don't need to be invested. I'm just going to kind of go in and out and not really think about the people I'm with or anything like that. But I remember just going into this job every single day, really wanting to honor the Lord in it. And I remember, like, when opportunities opened up, praying for different coworkers, praying for my manager, being able to be there, having open conversations about what I believed and never pushing it on people. You know, it's a workplace environment, but like it can be really easy to have that door kind of open to you. Like if you make it known in some way that you're a Christian, people do really start to approach. I had coworkers approach me with questions all the time and like approach me to ask for prayer, different things like that. And so, all that to say, like, even in what could seem like a job that, you know, you just want to be in and out of, taking advantage of those things and being faithful where you're at in those places is so important. And that's not to say that's always been what I've done. I don't want to be like, oh, I did such a good job, like at this job. You know, there have been other jobs where I was more in and out, and I definitely should have honored the Lord more in those places and been more intentional with the people that the Lord placed in my life in that time. And that's something I still feel convicted about. And if I could go back, I would do things differently. So I want to say that too. It's not like I'm trying to pat myself on the back, but all that to say, it is so important to be faithful where you're at, whether you love where you're at, whether you don't love where you're at. The Lord has a purpose for where He has you right now. And that doesn't mean those things can't change. You can't change it. You can't look for a different job, go to a different school, stuff like that. But for where you're at right now, the Lord has those people around you for a reason. He has you where you're at for a reason. And you can always glorify Him, love Him, and love other people in that place. And who knows, like some of the places that you think this is going to be an in and out thing, like I don't even want to be here, could be so life changing. It's crazy. The Lord uses all things. So pray for opportunity to be a light and be faithful where you are at. So I hope when it comes to your purpose, that felt encouraging for you and kind of maybe hopefully even eye-opening for you, or just motivating to be able to say, you know what, like I can do what God has called me to do today. And when it comes to my specific purpose, I can start to tap into those things and seek the Lord in those things and start to open doors and see if the Lord opens them or He shuts them. And I can take steps of faith in those areas, but I can live purposefully right where I'm at, no matter where I'm at, no matter what season I'm in, any of that. I can glorify God, and love other people in this season. So I hope that was encouraging for you. And now we are going to dive into Dear Meg. And for this Dear Meg, like I said, the question is this: how do I get out of an ungodly relationship, though I want it so badly? If you are in a similar situation, you are not alone at all. And before I answer this question, I do just want to say too, the best way that you can love on the She Lives Purposely podcast is to share it with a friend, to leave a review and a rating. We have that giveaway going on, so all the more reason to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. But if you listen on Spotify or YouTube, definitely subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a friend. Okay, so let's dive in to answering this question. I want to encourage you to step out in faith into what you feel the Lord is calling you to do, to be really prayerful about it. But if you know in your heart, you know what, this is ungodly, I want to just encourage you in this answer to take that step of faith. The Lord knows exactly what He has for you. So similar to what we were talking about today, the Lord has all of your days. He already knows all of your days. He knows exactly what's going to happen. He has plans for you. He has a purpose for your life. And He truly knows what is best for you, for your life. Like, He knows you better than you know yourself. He knows this other person better than you know them. And if He's calling you to do something, trusting Him is going to be significantly better than trusting yourself or trusting somebody else. Trusting the Lord is the most safe and secure place that you could possibly be in. And so if He's calling you to do something, no matter what that might be, follow Him. Follow Him so closely. Don't not do it because it could be scary, because again, the safest place is trusting the Lord. The safest place is stepping into what He has for you. And He loves you so, so, so much. Everything He calls you to, everything He calls you out of, whether it's sin, whether it's just something that He doesn't have for you in this season, whatever it is, everything that He leads you to do is out of love for you. He loves you so much. He cares about you so much. And He is so trustworthy. So trust Him with this relationship, trust Him with your life. And maybe this is hitting in another area of your life. Maybe it's a work thing. Maybe, I don't know what it could be, but trust him with those things. Surrender control. And if he's calling you to do something, step out into it. Step out into it. Do it with grace. That's so important too, is to end things with grace. And then two, surround yourself with people who are going to just cheer you on, with people who love the Lord so much and are going to encourage you in stepping into what God has called you to do, or just be there for you. After a breakup, that can be so difficult, and to have people comforting you so you don't just swing back into the relationship just because maybe you're feeling lonely or you're just missing this person, which is so valid, but is not a reason to just get back into this relationship. So surround yourself with solid people, step out in faith in doing this, and be so gracious in the breakup as well. So I hope that that's helpful, friends. All right, next week we are doing something a little more unconventional, something that we don't really do. We are going to have a little girl chat. We're going to be talking about insecurity and body issues. And then we also have another Dear Meg that kind of hits on anger and anxiety. So we're going to be talking about all of those things, and I'm really excited for it. So it's definitely something you don't want to miss. Friend, let's live for Jesus together, love him, and live purposefully. I love you, friend.